With tonight's mitzvah, we not only engage in Talmud Torah, we actually engage in Talmud Torah about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Parshas Vayeschadon has very many famous sections, including the first parsha of Shema, which has some very famous mitzvahs, including the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Vishinatan Levanecha v'dibar tabam, Sefer HaChinuch in 419 counts both the mitzvah to study Torah, as well as the mitzvah to teach Torah to other people. Making time for Torah study is very hard. V'hikisa bo yamam v'layla. We're instructed in Sefer Yehoshua to study Torah day and night, and it's very hard to find opportunities to do so. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes from the Mishnah of Maseches Avos, Al tomar l'kisha efna eshna shemelo tipana. Person says, I'll push it off. I have the whole day to study. I have the whole next stage to study. When I have time later today, when I have time after I finish graduate school, after I finish this busy season, after I finish, there's always something to push off. It's never a perfect time to learn. Mishnah warns us, don't push it off at the perfect time to learn. There's never going to be a perfect time to learn. That's life itself. When real life starts, after I finish raising all my kids, this is life itself. Talmud Torah is life itself. You know, Stephen Covey has a lot of books about self-help, and he has a book on time management called First Things First. I haven't finished the book. I didn't have enough time to get to the end to figure out how to finish the book to the end. But he writes that the whole premise of his book, First Things First, is first schedule in your day the things that are unshakable, the things that are immutable, things that have to get done. And then, like Tetris, everything else will have to fit around it. But if you start by putting in the things that the work and the family and all the things that are very important, it's going to be very hard to find time for Talmud Torah. You have to start with Torah as the chief priority. Doesn't make any sense. How am I going to work? Okay. The Chavrus is built into my day, my shir, whatever it is, built into my day, and everything else will have to find a way to work. A person, Sefer HaChinuch writes, a person who makes time for serious Torah study will find that it's not only a benefit in Olam Haba. I'm giving up my time, giving up my enjoyment in Olam Hazeh, Nebuch, but at least I can look forward to Olam Haba. The Sefer HaChinuch says, no, a person who has a life of Talmud Torah in this world is enjoying this world more. A person is actually sinking their teeth into Olam Hazeh, having a meaningful existence in Olam Hazeh. The fact that it's asr to learn Torah, or most areas of Torah, I should say, on Tisha B'Av shows us that Torah is supposed to be mesameachas. The fact that it's asr on one day a year indicates that it's an obligation to see it as a source of simcha, the other 364. You have to remember that. Now, by counting Talmud Torah as a separate, independent mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch is taking a step toward correcting a very terrible mistake that Chazal actually connect to the Churban HaBayis itself. More famous is what Chazal say in Yuma, that the first temple was destroyed for Gilui Arayos, Shfichus Damim. What's the last one? Avodah Zarah. The big three cardinal Averas. And the second temple was destroyed for Sinas Chinam. Less famous is the Gemara Nedarim, Adaf Pei Aleph, where the Gemara says that Yirmiyahu was wondering, the Nevi'im were wondering, Alma of the Haaretz, why was the first temple destroyed? And no one could figure it out. The wise people, the learned people, the Nevi'im, no one could figure it out. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, Al Azvam Es Torasi. They've abandoned my Torah, says the Gemara, Shelo Berchu B'Torah Tchila. The Churban happened because they didn't make Berchas HaTorah before learning. So those are our top four, I guess. Gilui Arayos, Shvichus Damim, Avodah Zarah, and I'm making Berchas HaTorah. One of these things doesn't belong, right? That's the top four Averos? Hard to understand why that's so terrible in of itself. The Beis HaLevi in Parshas Mishpatim has a beautiful idea. He writes that there's really two ways you can view Talmud Torah. You can do, as Chazal say, Gadol Talmud Shemevi L'Dei Maisa. The purpose of studying Torah is just to know what to do. Torah is in that sense a Hekshar Mitzvah. Torah is what I have to do as a prerequisite in order to know what the halachos of lulav, of sukkah, of shofar are, so I can carry them out. Talmud Torah itself is not the end. It's the means to be able to accomplish the other taryab mitzvahs. Or we could say Talmud Torah is an end, is a mitzvah in and of itself. What's the greatest litmus test if something is a mitzvah in of itself or a hechsher mitzvah? Making a bracha on the mitzvah. We don't make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. There's a sheet of the Sheotos to make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah that's explicit in the Torah. We don't pass in that way. We don't make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. When the people didn't make brachas at Torah, it wasn't just, oops, another avera. They were indicating that for them, Talmud Torah was a hechsher mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. They viewed Torah as just the means to do other mitzvahs. So they didn't make a bracha on it. Beis Halevi writes, that was a warped perspective on Torah altogether. They never viewed Torah as something, as an inherent good, as an inherent mitzvah in and of itself. And when that happened, they lost all their power of their Torah learning. Any protection that comes from Torah learning, it wasn't there. Perhaps we can suggest to reconcile it with Masechta Yesuvah, with the big three Averos. They figure, we're not keeping mitzvahs anyway, so why study Torah? If Torah is meant to teach us what to do, we're not following the do, so why study at all? But that was the mistake. Maybe if they only had Talmud Torah as a protective factor, as a relationship with Hashem, they wouldn't have fallen so far. Or if they had fallen far, Talmud Torah could have brought them back to study the Word of God, to be able to connect yourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter how far they had fallen, they could have connected themselves. But because they felt, we're not doing mitzvahs, why study? Because study is only a heksher. And that was wrong. Their lack of making a bracha, the Beis Halevi says, was the beginning of the end, because they stopped seeing Torah as a good in and of itself. By counting Talmud Torah as mitzvah 419, in and of itself, Sefer HaChinuch reminds us that Talmud Torah is itself an end, Talmud Torah itself is a mitzvah, and hopefully it should bring us a sense of simcha and the Yigula Shleima Meher V'Aminu.